Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In trying to describe death to a three-year-old, the relatives were having trouble. "He fell asleep," the mom said gently. "That's okay," the three-year-old reasoned. "I'll see him when he wakes up." "Well, no," said the dad. "He can't wake up. I mean, he's resting for a really, really long time." "Still no problem," said the three-year-old. "When he does wake up, I'll see him." That's when Grandma swooped in to try to save the day. "He's with the Lord now, honey." The three-year-old replied very excitedly, "Me too. Pastor said the Lord is with me wherever I go. I am baptized." The three-year-old was right. The language they were using, metaphors or euphemisms, were not getting the message across. They were avoiding words that the three-year-old understood because they wanted to avoid the painful reality. Finally, the three-year-old picked up on the frustration, looked up at them with teary eyes, and tried her own explanation. "Grandpa, no more?" There was a pause in the room, the kind where throats were getting tighter and eyes a bit wetter. In the business or busyness of caring for grandpa, for husband, for dad, for uncle, for friend, in his dying days, everyone forgot what was happening. Their loved one, from the personal point of view, was no more. The memories of a really present husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and friend were alive and not far removed. But the body of him whom they talked with, held hands with, ate meals with, prayed prayers with, was now no more, from the personal point of view. Though every funeral or memorial service for a faithful man of God like Bud Brown is a celebration of life and victory, it is also a face-to-face reality with the pain of death. To us here at church, there's an empty spot where Bud used to sit and sing with Mary Ellen, and where the elders and pastor would come and deliver the body of Christ to Bud and the cup of the Lord that he'd take, and he'd smile, and he'd make the sign of the cross, say amen. But that seat's empty now. No more Bud sitting there. At home, there's a bed, a chair, a place at the table that's empty too. There are two dogs at home missing the man of the house. They probably have already looked up at Mary Ellen with those doggy, insightful looks saying, "Bud, no more?" All creation, I suppose, is at a loss with every person's passing. So we are right to mourn today, from our point of view, no more Bud. From Bud's point of view, there's a different story. Our loss is also Bud's gain. For Bud, it's not Bud no more, but Bud has no more illness. Bud has no more tears and times of confusion. Bud now has clarity of all things. Bud feels no more pain or tears or hunger or thirst. Bud no more must contend with death. Bud celebrates his first birthday today, April 17th, in the eternal day. He gained heaven. He gained the sight of our Savior Jesus Christ. Like Thomas, we heard not long ago in our Easter Gospels, Bud now sees the risen Lord Jesus, the hands that were wounded for Bud, the pierced side, the lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world, slain for sinners, slain for Bud. Bud sings Alleluia without getting tongue twisted and walks without a walker. Bud gained back those who went before him. Bud joyfully awaits our joining him before the throne of God with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. Bud gained a new chair at the table of the Lord, or the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom that has no end. Revelation 7:16 says, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat." Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more." Revelation 22:5 says, "And night shall be no more, for Christ the Lamb will be the light." And Hebrews 8:12, "For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Hebrews 10, "Remember their lawless deeds no more." So our little three-year-old friend probably didn't know how insightful were those words, "Grandpa, no more." Or for us, "Bud, no more." They not only describe in a simple way that a three-year-old could understand the pain of temporary separation caused by death, but the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's grace, the victory that is ours through him who loved us, who laid down his life for the sheep, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus' cross and because of Jesus' open tomb, the only thing that is no more is the sting of death. The metaphors that those relatives used to try to explain death were also true. Bud, our grandpa, our husband, our father, our uncle, our friend, did fall asleep April 15th, 2018, at about 2:05 p.m. A child of God for almost 85 years. Fell asleep on the Lord's Day, Sunday, in the Easter season. He will wake up. His body will rise again in the resurrection of the dead. He is with the Lord now in heaven. And yes, he was with the Lord since his baptism. By the Spirit of God, God put himself inside of Bud and made Bud a temple for the Holy Spirit. The Good Shepherd knows Bud's name, George Harvey Brown. Farmer from Illinois, father to four, grandfather to many, brother, uncle, friend, and faithful husband to Mary Ellen. At every bedside when someone dies, I notice something remarkable or memorable. This time, the most memorable thing for me was how in just minutes after Bud's passing, there was a little visitor to the room. Not a three-year-old, rather not even a three-month-old, 8 weeks to be precise. It was Mary Ellen's great-granddaughter that she got to meet for the very first time. Emmy, she's here. And we all immediately transformed from tears to smiles. From the recent death of beloved Bud to the new hope of life looming largely in the room, it gave us all perspective. There's a Latin phrase used in the liturgy, media vitae in morte sumus, which means in the midst of life, we are in death. But with little Emmeline Rose in that room this past Sunday, the phrase must be rewritten. In the very midst of death, we see life. God grant us all the eyes to see it and hearts to believe. And may we all wish George, our friend, happy birthday. Because Jesus lives, George lives and dies no more. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.